Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Michael Nienhuis. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great, Robert. So nice to be here with you.
Absolutely. And Michael is the CEO and president of UNICEF USA. So I actually went to the United Nations school as a kid, and I remember the orange boxes, and it was really exciting, and you felt you were part of something, contributing to the world. So as CEO, what does UNICEF really mean to you, and why is it so special?
I'm so glad you had that experience as a child. I had the same thing with the trick-or-treat for UNICEF orange box. It was my first introduction, I think, to being a global citizen and maybe to being a philanthropist as well, trying to raise money while I'm out trick-or-treating to support kids around the world. And I think that's what makes UNICEF special is we are the largest global platform to impact kids in need anywhere around the world. If you're interested in the well-being and the welfare of kids in difficult circumstances around the world, UNICEF is the place to help you reach them.
In 2020, you became CEO and moved right into a pandemic. You had so many different initiatives going on. How do you really determine how to multitask, what to do? How do you keep the organization focused?
One thing to know about UNICEF, too, it's a very complex organization. So UNICEF itself is a UN agency, the United Nations Children's Fund, and it is supported by lots of different components of that. And UNICEF USA is one component of that. We have as our mission to rally the American people and its government to support UNICEF's work around the world. So not only do we have the complexity of our own organization here in the United States, but our interactions with the various parts of UNICEF globally. And so there are a lot of priorities coming from lots of different directions, and our job here is to kind of sift through all of that and determine where we can make the biggest impact through UNICEF on children around the world.
So how do you make those decisions of where you could make the biggest impact?
You start with strategy. You start with our mission statement. You know, our mission statement is to relentlessly pursue a more equitable world for every child. We look very closely at the types of programming that UNICEF does around the world to help kids be healthier, educated, protected, respected. And we sift through all of that to determine where we can have our biggest impact. So really building strategy for us is really important because with the scale and scope of UNICEF on the ground in 180 countries and all the needs of children there, we really have to be focused on where we can have the biggest impact. So to me, it starts with a clear understanding of our mission and our vision, a very clear and coherent strategy, and then implementing against it.
And how do you get all of that to cascade throughout the organization and keep the entire organization engaged and focused? Because you're dispersed throughout the world, you're coming in, and it's now a remote workforce. You haven't met anyone even, really. I mean, some people you've already known, but how do you do that? Because now you have your entire organization, in a sense, is multitasking, too.
This is probably the biggest challenge, professional challenge I've had in my career, and I've had the privilege now to serve as the CEO of three different global humanitarian organizations. And without question, starting this job at UNICEF USA, 2 weeks after the pandemic shut everything down here in New York City and across the country last year, engaging with my entire team remotely for more than a year and trying to build that cohesion, that common understanding of what our priorities are, building strategy through that. I would say there's, you know, pluses and minuses to it, right? One of the things I've found in this kind of remote work that we've been doing is sort of the democratization of information. It's not that there are people anymore kind of close to the center physically that get a louder voice potentially into what's happening in the organization, but wherever our staff happen to be located, they have the same voice into the organization. So that democratization, I think, was helpful. But the challenge is really to change culture and to build strategy. You need to lean into the deeper relationships you have with your colleagues, with your peers, and that's hard to do when it's an entirely remote operation.
And what are you proudest of that you accomplished over your beginning of your tenure?
One of the biggest challenges is that UNICEF was drawn in early to fight the global pandemic and to try to help end it by delivering COVID vaccines all around the globe, and in particular to low and middle income countries that would need our help to do that. And so we set a big goal here at UNICEF USA to really support that work by raising $110 million. We set this goal to support this really important work. And our team and our support base here in the U.S. really rose to the challenge. And we've raised over $225 million to support that effort, which is really means that the ability to for UNICEF to get those shots in arms around the world is dramatically increased because of the work of our team.
It's really tremendous how a positive experience can change everything. And we all go through positives. We also go through challenges. Talk about, on the personal side, challenges you've gone through and what you've learned from them.
It's interesting how personal and professional sort of collide as well. As I said, this is my third chance to lead a humanitarian organization, which is just a great privilege. And prior to this, I led a Connecticut-based global health-focused organization called AmeriCares and had a wonderful six-year run there, loved the organization a lot. I think we did a lot of great work there. But things happen in life. My wife had a 2-year battle with ovarian cancer, which is a terrible diagnosis, and ended up passing away from that, which was a brutally hard experience to go through. And it caused me to take a step back and think about what do I want to do for the rest of my life, and how do I even recreate a new future and for myself, and really made me open at that moment to the call that I got from UNICEF to come take a look at this opportunity here, and realized that one of the great ways that I could honor my wife, who was a wonderful woman and a terrific mother to our children, to serve kids around the world. And there's no better place to do that than UNICEF. And it's certainly one of the things that prompted my move here to UNICEF.
Going through something so devastating as losing a loved one, your whole life, in a sense, crumbles. The whole foundation changes. How did that impact how you figured out what your priorities, where you were going to focus?
I think that when we go through difficulties and traumas, there's sort of two paths to take from there. One is to curl up in a ball in a hole somewhere and sort of be unable to really operate from that moment. The other is to say, I have a choice here to make. Do I want to continue a life? Do I want to continue to contribute to the world? Do I want to make a difference? In fact, am I motivated to even do more because of the suffering that I've been through? And that's the path I chose and decided that all that I could do to reach out even further to support people in need. You know, I'm not the only one who suffered the loss of a loved one. It happens every day, and it happens in even in higher rates in the kinds of communities where UNICEF works. And so just the desire to kind of double down and do even more. And so you make room for more activity. You make room for more work. You make room to have a bigger difference. And that allows you to take on lots of different tasks at the same time. Plus, I would say, you know, suffering and trauma generates a kind of energy, and that energy can either be channeled into destructive ways, or they can be channeled into constructive ways. And I'm just fortunate I was able to channel the energy that's created by grief into constructive ways to continue to make a difference in the world.
That is tremendous, and my heart reaches out to you. And it is interesting how sometimes these terrible moments open up new opportunities where we could contribute to the loved ones and what they would want for us as well.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Robert Reese. We're here today with Michael Neuenheis. And Michael is the CEO and president of UNICEF USA. So we have a few minutes left. I want to go into something. The whole world right now is talking about supply chain. You have, I think, one of the largest humanitarian supply chains. Talk about that.
UNICEF does, in fact, have the world's largest humanitarian supply chain, and we use that supply chain to deliver everything from childhood vaccines to emergency relief supplies to education supplies to children all around the world. And it's based in our what we call our supply division in Copenhagen, Denmark, and it is one of the most sophisticated warehouse distribution center operations anywhere in the world. You're really unrivaled in its ability to process humanitarian relief supplies through there. So we have, you know, huge procurement methodologies that help us gather all these materials, terrific supply chain to get them out to the farthest reaches, down to the last mile where they're needed in the countries where we work. And we have, not experienced the same level of supply chain challenges that that we kind of feel in the retail space here, just because of the nature of the work that we're doing. But it is a challenge. It remains a challenge to be able to get the goods that we need and to get them where they need to go every day. But we're pretty successful at it.
What advice, maybe a certain process or a certain technology in supply chain, with the vastness and importance of your supply chain, have you learned that maybe CEOs can bring into their world to help them manage the current challenges in supply chain?
I don't know if this, you know, this will match up with what other CEOs have to deal with, but for us, you know, one of the biggest challenges is the last mile. You know, we work in very remote places often, and the ability to get products not just into the port, and not just from a port into a warehouse, and not just into a city, but to be able to deliver these goods all the way down the chain to remote and small communities all over the world is our biggest challenge.
What do you envision the future of UNICEF being, and what role does UNICEF USA play in an organization that is so vastly global?
For UNICEF, it's a 75-year-old organization, but I like to say that it operates like it's 75 days old, just being flexible and nimble and innovative and thinking about the not just best practices, but the next practices to get things done. So, you know, one example is we do a lot of education work around the world. And one of the things we've seen through the pandemic is it doesn't matter whether you're here in the United States or in South Sudan. If you're dealing with remote education, digital connections are critically important. So we have a major initiative around the world to connect schools to the internet so that kids have a more equal playing field in terms of gathering information and getting the information they need to be educated. So this is a big challenge to do this, but it's vitally important, and it's an evolution of our thinking about education to really understand how important digital education is. And here in the U.S., it's a big part of our job is to make sure that we can support that with the resources that are needed, whether it's our work with the U.S. government to encourage the government to continue to support UNICEF's work, or our partnerships with foundations and corporations and individual philanthropists around our country to connect them to this really important work.
Michael, when you look at UNICEF, its headquarters, it is one of the most global organizations. And right now you're dealing with a work situation where there's a real talent war. And how do you play in the location into bringing talent in?
Here at UNICEF USA, our headquarters is in New York, and we're here because UNICEF, being a UN agency, is based here in New York, and obviously we work directly with UNICEF and coordinate a lot of our activity through UNICEF. So that's why we're here in New York. I think that being said, we have staff and offices and volunteer groups all across the United States. It's a big operation. We're connected and on the ground in lots of different places in the country. One of the things we've seen in the pandemic is that remote work works even better than we thought it did. And the idea even of a headquarters, I think, is something that we have to rethink entirely. We have been able to have people working all across the country and connected extremely well to the work. We've had a very productive year and a half since the pandemic hit here at the organization, and are really embracing this flexible and remote work. I think for us it's great because most of our UNICEF colleagues are all around the world, and we engage with them virtually anyway. So here in the United States, for us to engage a little more virtually is really not that big a deal, and gives us access to talent all across the country that maybe we wouldn't have had otherwise.
Michael, let's talk about sustainability and the children and areas like water, which are obviously some of the most significant challenges. What is UNICEF USA doing about that, and what is your whole philosophy on where we have to go?
Well, we certainly recognize that any kind of environmental degradation is a direct impact on the health and well-being of children around the world, whether it is, levels of air pollution that make it dangerous for kids to even be outside and breathing the air, to lack of access to clean water because their sources of water have been polluted. So we know we have to deal with all of that, and we do on a regular basis. And I'll just give you one example of how we're trying to be innovative in the way we work on sustainability issues. We've done a project in Cote d'Ivoire in West Africa that marries together environmental issues and educational issues in having a technology to reclaim discarded plastics and turn them into bricks used to build classrooms at schools. So there's a technology that allows that to happen. It employs women and others in the community to gather up all the discarded plastics, and then others to build the bricks that allow for classrooms to be built. So we know kids need classrooms. We know there's lots of plastic pollution all over the place. And here's an innovative way to put those two things together and get more kids in school.
If a CEO is listening in and wants to reach out to UNICEF, how do they do that?
They can reach out to us here at UNICEF USA, either through our website, unicefusa.org, or send me an email, michael@unicefusa.org, and we would love to connect to you.
And there you have it. Michael, I commend you, and I commend your whole tremendous organization, UNICEF, on the critical work that you're doing, helping the most vulnerable and the children throughout the world. Great having you on the CEO show.
Thank you. So glad to be here with you.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-88.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Ajay Gopal. How are you, Ajay?
Robert, well, thank you so much for inviting me to your show.
And Ajay is the CEO of Ansys. It's a company not everyone has heard of, but should, because they are the leader in simulation. As a matter of fact, they have 40% of the market, and this is something that's driving a lot of industries, especially like automotive, for example. Talk about what Ansys is.
So, Robert, Ansys is the world's leader in engineering simulation software. We work with our customers and help them build the most amazing products, from next-generation airplanes to cars to rocket ships to microchips and, frankly, everything in between. Using our technology, our customers can design their products completely in the computer, completely in the digital domain, without the need for a prototype or for some experimentation. And for our customers, that means that they can build their products faster and they can bring them to market sooner. So it helps them both drive top-line revenue growth and achieve bottom-line success. It's a beautiful thing.
How does the technology really work?
Well, the technology works by taking the laws of physics. It's a very technical product. We take the laws of physics and engineering and mathematics, and we capture that into software. And that software is then made readily available to our customers' engineers. Think of what we do as essentially giving the engineers and our customers, giving them a superpower. And that superpower is the ability to look inside a product and know how it's going to behave even before the product has been built. So just when they're designing the product, they can use our technologies and they'll know exactly how the product is going to behave in the real world.
So that impacts quality, that impacts customer experience, it impacts cost. It really impacts everything if they could do that at the right time.
Absolutely. And the more simulation they use, the more they're relying on science as opposed to rules of thumb, the more they can achieve the benefit. And as you rightly said, it allows our customers to build product faster. They can use simulation. They can reduce the time that it takes to build a product and bring it to market. I'll give you an example. In the electric car business, building an electric car is obviously a complicated thing. One of our customers, Lucid Motors, which, as you know, recently went public, the CEO of Lucid, Peter Rawlinson, talked about how they were able to use digital technology, simulation as an example, to take the time that it took him to build a car and reduce that design time by a factor of two, so halve the time. And this was a few years ago. And then recently, GM, which brought the electric Hummer to market, again talked about their use of digital technologies, including simulation, to reduce the time by half of building an electric car. These are examples of real-world benefits that customers around the world are seeing, whether it's reduced time to market, so therefore they can bring more quality to market faster, improve quality, reduce warranty costs. All of these things contribute to product quality, top-line growth, and, of course, bottom-line savings.
So, Ajay, it's January 1st, 2017. You become CEO of Ansys. What were the first actions you took, and walk through what your thinking was of this role and what the opportunity really was?
Well, that was a really interesting time, because unlike many CEOs who are new to the company, I had actually come off the board of directors. I had been an independent board member for Ansys for about 5 years before joining the company, and I'd been with the company for a couple of months before assuming the CEO role. So I had some knowledge of the company. But what I will tell you, as a board member, you have one perspective, obviously more than someone from outside of the company, but you really don't know exactly what's happening in the company. So the first thing that I did when I came on board was to really understand, and I talk a lot about bringing the outside in. It was really about trying to make sure that I spoke to all of the stakeholders to understand what the situation was within the company. One of the challenges that we had had was we had been seeing revenue growth decelerating. It was still growing. The company was still growing, but revenue growth had been decelerating over several quarters. And so one of the questions I had was, why is that happening? And what do I need to do to fix it? And so there were a sequence of conversations that I had, not just with customers, but with partners, with employees. Getting a lot of information together, I think, was very important. Being able to formulate a consistent and cohesive strategy based on that information was certainly an extremely important aspect of the journey that we had going forward. But also making it very clear to the company, to the employees, what that strategy was. It wasn't just simply coming up with a strategy. It was communicating the strategy, getting external stakeholders, the street, getting internal stakeholders, including my board, as well as the employees, aligned around what we were trying to accomplish. And we took a holistic view. We looked at our products. We looked at our go-to-market. We looked at what we needed to do for the infrastructure, the way we ran our business. And we came up with a multi-year plan of what we needed to accomplish. And we focused on the low-hanging fruit to begin with. And we've been systematically working our way through our strategic direction. We articulated a strategy. We talked about how we would increase the total addressable market and where we would go as a company. And for the last 5 years, we've been executing against that strategy. We talked about the importance of internal investments, and we've continued to make those investments. We talked about the importance of M&A. We've continued to make M&A. And we talked about partnerships. We've done those, all in the construct of supporting our customers.
But do you have any real competitors in the simulation area? I'm just very intrigued by this right now, because I do see that at the heart of innovation, simulation changes everything, because there's no longer let's bring this out to market, let's test it. Everything is immediate.
We certainly think of what we do as being really important for our customers, and that's one of the reasons I've used this tagline, simulate, or this little phrase, simulation is a superpower. And we played around with that because that insight and the benefit that we are able to give our customers, those engineers, is really what helps them do extraordinary things. We make an engineer into a super engineer, right? They're using simulation. So yeah, there are other companies out there who do compete with us in different aspects. But when you look at the entirety of our portfolio, where we not only we represent multiple different what we call physics or engineering disciplines, structural analysis, fluid analysis, thermodynamics, electromagnetics, semiconductors, embedded software, safety analysis, optics, each one of these areas is a massive area of study by itself. And we have representation and products across the entire suite, and more importantly, our products that work together. So as you think about some of these next-generation products that are really sophisticated, that have electronics that connect, that are not just the way products used to be, but are smart products that connect electronics with different disciplines, that's when we come in to really help our customers understand the complexity of these products and help them tame that complexity and bring next generation transformative outcomes to the market.
And where do you think we are at in terms of the race to electrification in cars? And how are you going to help speed that up?
Well, it's interesting when we talk about automotive. If you just think back on the car industry, for 100 years or more, the automotive industry has been based on two fundamental assumptions, that a car is going to be driven by a human being, and that it's going to be powered by an internal combustion engine. And frankly, both of those assumptions are changing at the same time. People are talking about autonomous cars, and of course people are talking about moving away from the internal combustion engine to electric cars. Those are both individually seismic changes, but taken together, it's a profound change for the automotive industry. If I think about those two vectors, I would say that we are still in the earlier innings with respect to autonomous cars. We obviously have some advanced driving capabilities out there, but I think that the industry as a whole has stepped back a little bit from some of the earlier very optimistic predictions of having full-fledged autonomy, autonomous cars on the road within the next decade or so. So people are walking back from those predictions. But there is clearly increased levels of investment and excitement about electrification. And you see a number of car companies out there that have announced that they're going to be moving away from a primary focus on the internal combustion engine and focusing on electric cars. What we at Ansys can help them do is we can help them design these next generation cars. whether it's the battery systems or the electric drivetrain, the electric motors, or the chassis design, or the aerodynamic performance. Our technologies are used across all aspects of the electric car design.
We are about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about two things. We're going to ask Ajay, we're going to ask what his prediction on innovation will be over the next few years. So he'll need that commercial break. And we're also going to find out about his special culture and how they galvanize and work together to accomplish everything that they're doing. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO show. We are with Ajay, who's the CEO of Ansys. Let's talk about, we made a promise you would give a bold prediction about innovation. And that's because with your simulation model, you're at the heart of it. What is an innovation that most CEOs are not anticipating, but that by 2025 could be here?
Well, I think that there is a tremendous opportunity for companies around the world to really rethink the way in which their products are being built. And I'm referring to more of the physical products that you rely on. I think that these products are going to be smarter. I think they're going to be more connected than ever before. And I think that that's going to unlock a level of creativity and unlock a level of customer benefit that has the likes of which have not been seen before.
Let's shift now. Let's go to your culture. What's so special about the culture at Ansys?
Well, look, I'm really excited about the culture at Ansys. That's one of the things that I care about very much as CEO. Obviously, for any company, it's important to have a clearly articulated strategy. You've got to have the right people. All of those things and the fundamentals of business are critically important. But surrounding that or enabling that is the culture of the company. And when I think about culture, you know, at the end of the day, a company is about people. Culture is how people behave. Culture is how people work together. I think it's important to have a culture of teamwork, of collaboration, a culture that supports diversity, equity, inclusion, belonging. I think it's important to have a culture that's focused on execution, but execution that leads to a culture that wins, but that wins in the right way.
So what are specific actions that you take as CEO? Because there's a real war for talent right now. That's no secret. And you're trying to get the top engineers, and so are all the other companies.
So one of the important things, I think, is making sure that decisions are made in the right context. Oftentimes in companies, people become very introverted. They look within. They rely on gut. They know what the market is going to be looking like, and they act accordingly. In some sense, it's drinking your own Kool-Aid, if you will. I believe firmly that a good company needs to bring in information from the outside. You've got to constantly refresh that pool of knowledge. That means looking out and talking to your customers and getting fresh feedback from your customers, talking to your partners. And if you're sitting in the C-suite, it's often you often listen to the same set of people. That's not sufficient. You have to reach out to the employees everywhere because, frankly, a lot of the knowledge is within the employees themselves. They see the customers. They see the products. They know what's happening with the technology, and they can give you that feedback. So I think it's very important to be in a position to bring in all of that collective information, bring it back to the organization, and to be able to make decisions that are data-rich. decision making can't be held up when you wait for infinite amount of information, because you can always be waiting for that extra piece of information. You have to be able to make decisions quickly with the decision, with the information that's available, but make sure you bring in that information. And then it's a question of being able to articulate a clearly defined strategy and aligning the organization to that strategy. And that alignment is really important, because oftentimes people will talk about a strategy at a high level, but if you don't do the work on aligning an organization, the organization downwards, what you will find is two groups, for example, with every good intention, trying to support the strategy, but working at cross purposes with each other. And there's nothing that destroys the organizational integrity when you have a colleague doing something that seems inconsistent with what you're trying to do, because immediately that devolves the culture into one where there are recriminations, where people are concerned about motivations and so forth. And so you have to drive that alignment, because that alignment will make sure that people are focused in the right direction and can trust and know exactly how other people in the organization are going to behave.
Absolutely. And how do you bridge the gap in multi-generational?
Well, it's a question of being transparent, right? You've got to be very transparent about what the goals are, what we're trying to accomplish as an organization, and you've got to be empathetic to make sure that it appeals to the different employees at different stages of a skill level, different stages of their career, different stages of different parts of the organization. The message has to apply and resonate equally to a salesperson at the pointy end of the spear working with a customer, to someone working on next generation technology in the R&D organization, to someone, for example, in finance or someone in HR. And if that message resonates, it gives them a purpose, it gives them a reason. That's what people come to work for. It isn't just about making a paycheck, because frankly, there is a war for talent, and people can get jobs, and qualified people can get jobs in many different companies. It's about giving people that sense of accomplishment, about making a difference. And that's what we at Ansys do, because I believe firmly, fundamentally, that what we do makes a difference in the industry. I think that we're making companies significantly more competitive. We're helping them build transformative products, and they are changing the world, and we're helping them do that. And whether it's, we've talked about cars, we can talk about medical devices, we can talk about semiconductors, next generation telecommunications, all of these products which are changing the way you and I live our lives, Ansys is making it possible, and that gives our employees a sense of purpose. And I think that that's a really important aspect of any company.
You definitely have a highly codified leadership philosophy. Was there a conversation that happened somewhere along in your life that really pulled together your thought process on how to be a leader?
Well, you know, I've had a sequence of experiences. I started my career in research as a research scientist. I went into a startup company. I was a CEO and a founder of a startup company, and then I've worked for larger companies. I've been on company boards. So I've had a sequence of experiences, and it's all of these things have brought me to where I am, I think, today, where I have, you know, my philosophy on leadership, I think, is the aggregate of all of the experiences that I've had over the years.
And give one sentence that codifies your leadership philosophy.
I think it's important to be transparent. It's important to be authentic. It's important to make sure that you are present. I'll give you an example of what I mean by present. I'm in meetings, sometimes I'm scheduled at 15-minute intervals. When you show up for a meeting, if you're still thinking about what's happening, what happened in the previous meeting, or if you're focused on what's going to come next, then you're not fair and you're not doing justice to that meeting that you're in right now. So being present, being in the moment, and giving the person the respect that they're giving you in return, that's important. Because someone's coming in for a meeting with the CEO, for example, they're prepared. They may have prepared for a week to get the presentation together to communicate. And if you're not focused, you're sending the wrong message. The company then begins to realize, well, these meetings are not that important. That's not how we behave. So from an Ansys perspective and from my personal perspective, I like to be transparent, I like to empower people, and I like to be present in the conversations and in the moment.
I want to thank you so much for being on the CEO show. And here are two thoughts. Number one, be honorable in what you do, because that's going to carry through your entire career. And number two, be present. If you're in a meeting, be right there. Don't think about before or after. great having you, Ajay, on this.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.